This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
All right, almost halfway home, taking you until 10:35 tonight. The nightly sports call on KDK Plus, simulcast here on The Fan, is what we're leading you up until. Talking Steelers schedule release for the bulk of the first 2 hours. We'll probably touch on that a tad with our next guest. But we'll shift into the Pirates discussion with the Post-Gazette's Jason Mackey, who joined us now on The Fan Hotline. Hello, Jason.
What's up, Jack? How are you, man? Good evening.
Good evening to you. Yeah, good to talk to you as well. Only if I got a chance to do this with you a couple of times, so happy to do so. We'll start with the Pirates, and then I'm curious to get your thoughts on the Steelers schedule too. So, but as we start with the Pirates, and as they sit here on an off day before a series with Philadelphia, if you could just try and summarize for me how you would assess, you know, the start to Don Kelly's managerial tenure for the Pirates.
Yeah. Underwhelming, but I'm not going to say it's Donnie's fault. I'm rooting for Donnie. I like him a lot. I've gotten to know Donnie well. I think he's salt of the earth, just good people. I want it to go well for him, but it's the same problems, just in a different package, Jack. I mean, the offense is not good enough. They're not scoring enough runs. I know that's an obvious thing, but until they're able to do a better job hitting situationally, run creation. And I give Donnie credit. He's pushed all the buttons that he can, putting guys in motion, hitting behind runners, some sack bunts, that sort of stuff. It's not going to work. And it's a shame because they're wasting some really good pitching. The bullpen has been better. It's not exactly what you would want. But I mean, Donnie has worked a long time for this. He deserves this. I understand people might be upset about the Pirates. They should be upset about the Pirates. I'm not defending them, but you know, I want it to go well because I think it will reflect at least in some way on Donnie Kelly's career, where he goes next with his career, that sort of thing. And, you know, I look at Donnie Kelly's career or managerial time so far, and I don't think he's done anything wrong. I think these guys really want to play for him. I just wonder I'm concerned or whatever, you know, whether they have enough talent, whether they're deep enough. It doesn't look like it.
How about some of the differences you've noticed? I know you mentioned some of them, but with Don Kelly's way of doing things and Derek Shelton's, what sticks out to you the most?
He's, I guess, more hands-on might be how I would put it. If you're watching on TV, and I'll explain if you're not watching on TV, but if you're watching on TV, you'll see him talking to guys a lot more. And I think that's just the bench coach and Donnie coming out. That's been Donnie's role throughout his time here, to work with guys beforehand. And it's been funny covering the Pirates and just how much you see Donnie around doing things. I've joked with him about, you know, how many steps he gets in on a given day. He's just a blur. He's always around, always moving, always talking to people. And I don't think he's lost that. A lot of times you would see Shelton just standing in the corner of the dugout. He's not aloof by any stretch. I mean, Derek's a very intense guy, but it's a different sort of relationship with players that Donnie has versus what Shelty did. And I think Donnie's still trying to find that voice a little bit, but I've certainly noticed him being, you know, more active, more out in front. You know, I think stuff you can kind of get away with a little bit more, too. Not that Donnie's a substitute teacher, but I just think his relationship with some of these guys is a little bit different than it was with Shelton, so it's going to be natural. And again, I'll just hit the point earlier. They really like Donnie Kelly. I don't know if it's going to work, but I know that they have a lot of respect for Donnie Kelly, and for that reason, I'm kind of curious to see how this goes.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service provided trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. That's where Jason Mackey is right now. Jason, at what point, or are we there, do we get concerned with Brian Reynolds?
I think we're there. You know, I go to this point. Like, he hasn't been good. I'm not defending it. He needs to be better, all that stuff. What are you going to do? I mean, are you going to trade him? Are you going to DFA him? Are you going to bench him? Like, I mean, I'd sit him. I'd sit him for a game just to let him get his head right. I've been around Brian a bunch, and he's very much a, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he comes in on Friday with no facial hair or some weird facial hair, or he shaved his head, or like he's going to do something odd. He's had a history of doing that, trying to, you know, just kind of shake up the juju a little bit, you know, and put him somewhere weird in the lineup, put him somewhere weird in the field if you can. I mean, I don't think they're going to try him at first base because I think Spencer Horwitz will be back for the Philly series, but something like that, you know, something to just shake it up. Have him put a bunt down, for crying out loud. I don't know. Somebody asked me today on my chat, you know, like what's wrong with Brian Reynolds or what do they need to do? And, you know, it's not physical. He didn't suddenly just, you know, forget how to hit. He's not injured to the point where it's inhibiting his swing. Like, it is all mental, man. Like, the guy is, he wants to do well. He wears it when the team is not doing well, and you need him to just calm down. And that's really easy for me to say on the radio, and it's very hard to do as a professional athlete. I don't take that for granted, but they need to find a way to just kind of change the optics a little bit, change the outlook, and he'll get there. But yeah, to say I'm not concerned, that would be a lie. I just don't know what you can do, Jack.
And you talked about Spencer Horwitz, who's actually hitting the ball pretty darn well at AAA. A couple hits today in the day game for the Indians, hitting at 323, 817 OPS. When you say that you think we'll see him for the Phillies series, is that as soon as tomorrow or more likely maybe this weekend?
I bet they bring him in tomorrow. I do. He might have one day left on his rehab assignment. The way baseball stuff works, generally you're going to get a guy, like if you want a guy to participate in the series, you're going to get him there for the start of the series if you can. I can't imagine what one more day would get Spencer Horwitz in the minor leagues. You know, as you mentioned, he's hitting, they need a bat, flip the switch, let's go. So yeah, I expect, I'm not in Philadelphia, Colin Beasley's there for us, but I fully expect Horwitz to be there.
Yeah, I mean, how much, what's a realistic spark, even if there is one, that he can provide? I mean, I guess if you really look at it in the grand scheme of the Pirates offense, any shred of 323 at the AAA level is a spark for what we've seen so far. But I guess, you know, from your opinion standpoint, like what can we expect out of Spencer Horwitz, and, you know, where in the lineup, you know, do you foresee them putting him?
Yeah, I mean, 223 would be a spark at this point. If he can hit three home runs a game, that'd be great. I do think he's going to lengthen their lineup a little bit. And realistically, you could bat him fourth. You could bat him fifth. I wouldn't screw around with third. You're probably going to go some combination of Brian Reynolds and Joey Bart there. Some of it's contingent on O'Neill Cruz. I don't have a health update on him. I know they sent some stuff out in the middle of the game last night that did not include O'Neill Cruz. I would expect that Donnie Kelly gets asked about that on Friday. It's getting to the point where you probably need to do something or put him on the IL. Anyway, if we would operate with Cruz in the lineup, I'm going to do that just for it being kind of a safe bet. Let's say you go Cruz, Reynolds, Kutch, maybe Bart. You could put Horwitz fifth. They like Horwitz because he sees a lot of pitches. Of course they do. They like everybody who sees a lot of pitches. So, I mean, there was some talk about maybe leading off with him. I wouldn't do that. If O'Neill's healthy, he should be your one. If O'Neill can't go, I mean, maybe Horwitz becomes your leadoff hitter because he does see a lot of pitches. But ideally for the Pirates, they need this guy to drive in runs. You know, that's what they're counting on. He's not a traditional power hitter. I mean, obviously people have seen him. He's not a gigantic guy. But he does have pretty good gap-to-gap power. You know, he should be good for 15 to 20 home runs a year if he plays, you know, is healthy for 162. So, I mean, I'm looking at him to be in that, you know, 4-5 spot, maybe 6, but late into their lineup a little bit. And some of that run production that they've been lacking, it sounds weird to say. I really do think Spencer Horwitz can help a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Certainly seems that way. Talking to Jason Mackey of the Post-Gazette. He's with us on the fan hotline right now. Jason, Bubba Chandler, Cincinnati at home, Milwaukee next weekend or after that? Where do you see him maybe fitting into the Pirates pitching rotation at some point?
Well, my short answer is ASAP. I don't understand quite what we're doing here. If you do the math, I want to say his next start would fall. Help me out, Jack, but you're in front of a calendar and I'm not. Will his next start fall when they're at home? If it is, that's when you do it, would be my easy answer. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's next week, Cincinnati. I don't know what more this kid needs to show. I mean, he's got a sub-2 ERA, right? Shoved his last time out. We're there. He's built up. They've been probably overly cautious. I think he's probably getting antsy. The Pirates need a spark. I don't know what you do with your starting rotation, and frankly, I don't care. The Pirates need some dose of good news, positivity, and I think Bubba kind of represents that. You know, being around there, man, I mean, it's gotten a little bit better, but it's still a very tight group for understandable reasons. They just haven't played good baseball, and Bubba's a part of this thing, and he's a loose, fun personality. Guys really like him in that clubhouse. Deans wants him here. Jones wants him here. You know, he's a part of this thing just as much as those guys. So I don't know where he fits. Again, I don't know whether that means you move Majinski to a bullpen role, you move Falter to a bullpen role, you try to shoehorn in 6 for a little bit. I don't know. But, you know, it's gotten to a point with Bubba where, like, let's give our fans something. Let's give Bubba something. Let's see how this looks and just kind of react to everything else. It's time, and they need a spark.
Yeah, he last pitched on, what's today, Tuesday. So if you did the math, like Monday, the Monday would be his start. Now that's Keller's turn in the rotation. So would it be, and I guess on paper, when you look at it, like Majinski would be the odd man out into a bullpen role, maybe Falter. Is it one of those situations where if, you know, Monday is his turn, they just slide Keller to Tuesday and work from a six from that point and then segue Bubba in? Because you're right. I mean, the start Tuesday, 5 scoreless, 8 strikeouts. I mean, he's ready.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what are we doing here? And again, I mean, the Pirates have to look at this thing like their season slipping away, because it is. they have to look at this in a way that, you know, should you make a move simply to placate your fans? Probably not, but you also don't typically have all the crap that has happened that the Pirates have. And you want to bring Bubba up and have him debut at home, obviously, and you want to give some lead time to that. That would be Pirates coming back in town, Bubba Chandler getting the ball on a Monday against the Reds. Otherwise, that game probably wouldn't draw a lot. Yeah, you could bump Keller back a day, and that's what I mean. Like, you know, you fit him in, then you work everything else accordingly. If you give him a day and you give him the ball on a Tuesday, that's fine too. I wouldn't have a huge issue with that. But again, I go back to what I said earlier, Jack. Like, what are we looking at here? The guy has the stuff. He's getting the results. He's been built up. I don't know what other box you need to check. And, you know, I don't think they're screwing with Super 2 stuff. You know, that's always a suspicion with the Pirates. It's been a suspicion with me, but they didn't do it last year with Jared. They didn't do it last year with Paul. And I don't think they're going to do it again with Bubba, but I also don't see what else they could be looking for out of him.
Pirates and Phillies tomorrow, 6:45. Ranger Suarez against Andrew Heaney as the Bucks start a series with the Phillies. Couple of lefties on the mound. All right, Jason, before we let you go, shift to the Steelers real quick. Your thoughts on the 2025 schedule, what'd you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, I found it interesting that it ends with a finishing kick again. Some difficulty down the stretch. I'm mixed on why that is. I mean, maybe that's the schedule makers wanting to test the Steelers. I also think there's a part of that where, you know, the Steelers maybe aren't what we thought they used to be. And so there's going to be a lot more teams there that provide a tough test for them versus teams that they can steamroll. I love the week one matchup. I'm already fascinated. I was looking at travel today for the Jets game. I think the NFL is also telling us a little bit of something there. You know, to me, that was a slight affirmation about Aaron Rodgers. I didn't like the way they're navigating the Ireland thing. I don't understand going over there on a Friday, and I realize this isn't just their schedule. This is like the logistics of their schedule. But why they're not going over there early and getting acclimated to that and the bye week after it, it's awful early in the season. I'm not a huge fan of that, but yeah, and I guess my last thought, Jack, is just I was kind of bummed about Thanksgiving. I was hoping for Thanksgiving in Detroit. I was even talking to my family about going there. I thought that was the way that was tracking. I'm thinking like, all right, we're down to like 6 games. That's not announced. They're playing the Lions at the Lions. You know, the Steelers do not have another holiday game. Man, that has Steelers in Detroit on Thanksgiving written all over it, but. No, dude, unfortunately.
Yeah, part of me was a little bummed out like you, but in the grand scheme of things, I saw no holiday games, and we're getting ready to hire a de facto third sports person at TOV in Steubenville, which means I'll be able to get some holidays off come holiday season, so I'm okay in the grand scheme of things with that.
That works, too.
Hey, man, I appreciate you as always. You can check out Jason Mackey in the Post-Gazette. Thanks for hopping on, man. And for what it's worth, we had a texter as soon as you hopped on that was really fired up to meet you. I guess you came into their pizza shop a couple of days ago, and they were really happy that you came in and you were very nice to them. So there you go. Congratulations.
I did. Oh, man, that was great. That was such a great – and my wife found out about this and now makes fun of me relentlessly. So great. Happy to meet anybody. I'm not a celebrity. But thanks, Jack.
All right, Jason. Brother. Good to see you. Thanks for good to talk to you. Thanks for hopping on. Jason Mackey, check him out in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union will take place June 5th and June 6th. Joel, I'm jumping ahead here. I apologize. This year, the broadcast will take place at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. Donate now at the 937thefan.com contesting page to help support a local volunteer fire department in your area. Brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP, the G.S. Jones Restoration, Dawn's Appliances, Julian Gray & Associates, and Centimark. There you have it. Caller before the break, Kevin in Hawaii is on the Fan. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Glad to see you guys are getting some nice weather for once.
Yeah, no kidding. I got to play golf this morning, and it was very nice, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, hopefully you got under 90. I was going to say, I think we finally get spared the never-ending nightmare of never had a losing season this year. And I'm not going to predict individual weeks because Pittsburgh, if they get any kind of luck they've had the last 3 years where they played rookie quarterbacks early in the year, they didn't have to play starting quarterbacks late in the year because of injuries or the Ravens already clinched, etc. They'll get a couple of those. But I think at best they get 7 wins this year. And we're done with the nightmare, and then we decide whether or not we get rid of Tomlin finally or we give him one more chance to have another winning season with a better draft pick.
Kevin, do you think that because the Steelers quarterback situation is what it is, or are you concerned about the difficulty of the schedule?
So it's a little bit of a combination. So I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is worth 2 games. He might be worth 1 game if he gets a little lightning in a bottle. But Aaron played well a little bit late in the season against horrible defenses. And Austin, people got a look at a year tape on Austin. He's not going to surprise people with his speed like he did last year, especially at his size. He's going to get beat up over the middle. The one saving grace for the Steelers, honestly, is the running back they picked up in the third round. If they got lightning in a bottle with him, I think they get a chance to get to 8-9 or 9-8, but I don't think they're going to get there that quick because Tomlin doesn't like to play rookies early on. He never has.
Yeah.
And so the schedule's difficult. And I think the difference this year is I don't think you're going to have the same ridiculously bad Cincinnati defense, and I think you're going to lose both times. I think you're going to lose a couple of those revenge games that you got, you know, with the Jets and whatnot. I've never said this as much as I think that Tomlin's overrated, and I call him average Mike T, and he's proven it year after year. This is the first year that I'm predicting that he actually finally falls below 500, unless they just get a rash of injuries on the back end of that schedule like they did 3 years ago when I think 7 out of the last 8 quarterbacks they play were backups.
Yeah, well,
they're done.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Kevin. I disagree because I just think that by hook or by crook, Mike Tomlin will finish 9-8. I do agree with the sense that Aaron Rodgers doesn't give them much more from a win and loss standpoint than Mason Rudolph does. I think maybe 2. Like, if you think Mason Rudolph is going to go 8-9, I think Aaron Rodgers gets you 10-7. I don't think the difference there is as drastic as some people are making it out to be. All right, coming up after the break, we'll take your phone calls, 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on the Steelers schedule. We were touching on the Pirates with Jason Mackey, who covered the team for a long time for the Post-Gazette. What are your thoughts on Bubba Chandler potentially making his major league debut here in the next week or so? 412-928-9370. Joel Nelson has a segment for us at the end of the hour. We'll get your phone calls next, but first a break and a headline, and we'll be back in a moment.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.